Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Welcome back to the Gray Bar Sports Open Line. Once again, Matt Pauley on King of OX.
Back at as we roll into our second hour tomorrow, a big game for Missouri coming off a loss, trying to get things going, playing their first road game of the season, which is an incredible thing to say on a game that's taking place on October 18th. The game is going to be a 6:45 kickoff on SEC Network, and on the call is going to be Tom Hart. You follow him on Twitter at Tom_Hart, and he joins us right now on the program. Tom, thanks for taking some time. How are you?
I'm doing great. Just enjoying the loveliest village on the plains and looking forward to seeing a bunch of black and gold in the building tomorrow.
Yeah, what's this game for Missouri? This is an odd game because on paper it feels like Missouri is a much better team than Auburn, at least from my perspective, but Auburn's coach, Hugh Freeze, might be coaching for his job. Missouri's coming off a tough loss. They've got really big games coming up the next 2 weeks. It seems like there's a lot of things kind of swirling around with this game.
Yeah, the Freeze component is really interesting. If you look at where college football is in this day and age, a power conference coach who has lost three in a row in this year has found himself on the outside, whether that be Penn State, Oklahoma State, we can go all the way down the list. Like, if you lose three in a row, you're usually still not coaching. But the manner in which Auburn has lost at least two of these three games, and they've all been close, has left their very dedicated fan base livid. You know, they had a touchdown that the SEC against the Oklahoma scored against them. SEC came out later and said, shouldn't have counted, was an illegal play. They had a goal line fumble that was very controversial that went Georgia's way, and then Kirby Smart timeout that was granted to him in the fourth quarter. There just always seems to be drama around this program, which makes for great television. It doesn't always make for winning football. And so, yeah, there's a lot of pressure on Freeze in this program. Their quarterback, Jackson Arnold, who played – fairly well against Missouri last year, scored on a halfback toss when he was the starting quarterback at Oklahoma, but just had too many turnovers and fell out of favor there. It was a big money quarterback. He just hasn't played like it. I think what I come back to is, just to simplify this game, is Auburn has an elite defense, and their defensive coordinator, DJ Durkin, has been around for a while. He's got a good name. And Missouri's got one of the best running games in the country, and certainly one of the best running backs in Ahmad Hardy.
Missouri really didn't utilize that running game last week against Alabama. Did that surprise you, and do they probably try to really revert course because of that?
Yeah, I think they want to get back to basics. I mean, the stretch zone that they run, I mean, you had a running back just a couple of years ago led the SEC in rushing, running, you know, a very simple variation of let's just hand the ball off, let him get to the edge, and then find his gap somewhere before he gets to the outside. That comes with, by the way, great tackles and great offensive linemen. So it's good to see Caden Green back. I'm not sure if he's 100% healthy, but I think that'll be a key for Missouri. You know, it's what Alabama's a great team, right? They not only do they have great tradition, but now after that opening loss to Florida State, they've found their footing. So it's nothing to sneeze at, dropping that game at home. I know it was disappointing to a lot of the black and gold faithful, but Hardy's got to be a guy against this Auburn defense that can get the tough yards. And I think that's probably what this game will come down to. I think it's a pretty simple breakdown. Can Missouri run the ball against this Auburn defense?
You'd like to have a little bit of experience playing road games before this point. I know Coach Drinkwitz brought his team here to St. Louis to Lindenwood during the preseason and tried to almost replicate a road game just schedule by doing that. But that was months ago, and it's not playing a road game. How much of a challenge, and how much does the fact that Missouri's playing their first road game play into this whole thing tomorrow?
Well, their plane was a little late getting into Montgomery tonight. So right off the bat, a bit of a snafu. You know, the buses weren't late rolling down I-70 to Lindenwood, I'm sure. but the real issue comes not in, you know, trying to make sure everything's on time and that people know how to go through warm-ups and what bus to be on. The challenge is if you allow this Auburn crowd to get into it early. And if you have negative plays on offense and you give them a chance then to impact the game anywhere in the SEC, but especially a place like Auburn, that's where the difference is. You can go to down I-70 all you want. That'll be a challenge. And Eli Drinkwitz is aware of that. And I think by the way, that's why I think that the run game is so important. You know, you avoid negative plays early in the game and throughout the first quarter, you have a chance to kind of take that crowd out of it. This is people who have never been here, and I think Missouri's only played here once, and they don't have much history with Auburn. This is an incredible fan base. They show up when the team's doing well. They show up when the team's terrible. We had that a couple years ago when they had an interim head coach and all was lost, and they sold out 88,000 just to show that they still support their team. So it's a great place for a road trip, you know, from a fan perspective. It's a fun environment from a broadcaster perspective, but it's not an easy place to play for the visiting team.
Well, we talked about Jackson Arnold as a transfer quarterback coming in, Bo Pribula for Mizzou. The numbers are pretty good for him. Maybe last week he wasn't as good as you would like, but what's been your general takeaway from what the Tigers have gotten out of Pribula this year?
Well, what's really interesting about it is he doesn't have a whole lot of snaps under his belt from a career standpoint, right? So you look at quarterbacks in the SEC, most of them are experienced. You know, Arnold's a good example. He backed up a really good quarterback in Dylan Gabriel as a freshman at Oklahoma, but still played in a ton of games and started their bowl game and took over as a starter last year at Oklahoma before things kind of went sideways. Where that impacts Bo within the game is some of the decision-making and understanding that just because you get a look pre-snap doesn't mean that they're not going to rotate the safeties or change that look post-snap. And I think that's where he got into trouble at times against Alabama, where they had open wide receivers that didn't get the ball. So that's an adjustment for offensive coordinator Kirby Moore. That's an area of growth. And I was just talking with Drinkwitz a couple hours ago, and he mentioned that, you know, they had good-on-good practice on Wednesday and put him in some game situations, end-of-clock situations, and they were very pleased with how he led the offense down the field and scored against their defense. And that easier said than done when you go on the road against a defense as good as Auburn is.
Couple more minutes with Tom Hart. He'll be on the call tomorrow on SEC Network as Mizzou and Auburn match up. You mentioned earlier that right now, Power 5 coaches that are losing three games in a row, we're seeing some of them get fired. A lot of coaching openings, a lot of coaching firings this year in college football. It used to be that college football midseason firings were very rare, and they are not rare anymore. Do you attribute this just to kind of the professionalization of college football with NIL and everything else that's gone along with it? Has the moving on from coaches quicker been kind of just a byproduct of that?
I blame Indiana football. You know, there was a time where you would go to an Indiana game and there would be more students gathered in the field to the southeast of the stadium than were in the stadium. And now, in just a year and a half, Kurt Cignetti has said, we are a top five program and we can qualify for the playoffs. And by the way, we can do that with guys from James Madison as they did last year. And you can argue about their strength of schedule. And I think that's a fair criticism, but the bottom line is what he has proven, schedule be damned, is that you no longer need a 5-year runway, to become a winning program. And in addition to that, therefore, I think athletic directors are going to realize very soon, well, we no longer need to give these long-term guaranteed contracts to guys. I mean, James Franklin just a few years ago signed a 10-year deal. Jimbo Fisher, before being fired at A&M, they expected him to win a national championship for him, signed a 10-year, $75 million deal, and then got an extension. So that, I think, is the biggest example. And I also think that there was always a bit of a stress point when, let's be honest, things were under the table when it came to boosters, mm-hmm. and their expectation for a certain player was, hey, I paid out cash to this kid, I expect a better performance. Well, now it's all above board. And those expectations, as the money has increased and been distributed throughout an entire roster, the expectations have increased. They're not professionals. I mean, they really are. Quarterbacks are making $3 million to go out there and play for dear old alma mater. That brings with it expectations and a lot of pressure. And if you don't perform or you can't get the players to perform, they're not going to wait around long. The flip side of the coin is, if you don't want to fire the coach, all you have to do, if you're a booster, is turn the faucet off, and you'll bleed them out, and you'll force that athletic director to go find a new coach. It happens a lot quicker than it used to, for sure.
Yeah, it's incredible. Last thing for you, just on that topic, Eli Drinkwitz's name always gets brought up in these, and everything he has said and everything he has done makes it seem like he is very committed to Missouri, but here we are. He's already been mentioned again. Where do you see this going? When you talk with Drinkwitz, do you believe that this is somebody who is really locked into Missouri and is going to continue to build this thing the way he's been doing?
I've never asked him about that. I think all coaches want to be wanted, and maybe even just as important or more so, they want to be at a place where they can A, get into the playoff, and then B, win a national championship. Maybe that's all changed with Indiana's success. I really do think that, you know, they're probably an outlier, but if not, they're changing the landscape of college football. And I think with Drink, he's going to be wanted as long as he keeps winning. But what he has done, and I look at the St. Louis market specifically, but what he has done right off the bat where other coaches have failed in this era of needing cash, he has done a remarkable job of mining those boosters to get them invested in his program, to get the money to build this roster, to then to compete for championships. Just look at the players from St. Louis that he's picked up over the years, where in years past, those guys have been able to, you know, the Big Ten has come in and stole those mm-hmm. guys year after year. And now he's changed that in one fell swoop, and he's got the resources to continue, and that's not guaranteed. You know, even a place like Florida, just because they have some money doesn't mean they have the right kind of money to you know, fund the program to the extent that you can get those guys in.
He is Tom Hart. He's going to be on the SEC Network call coming up tomorrow evening, Missouri at Auburn. Tom, thank you for being so gracious with your time. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. Enjoy Friday night.
Awesome.
Thanks for having me.
You bet. Thank you. That's Tom Hart joining us. You can follow him on Twitter as well at Tom_Hart. But he'll be on the call coming up tomorrow as Missouri and Auburn are set to match up against each other. And it's just I think it's a very intriguing game. Sometimes you would want to be able to hop in the DeLorean and almost see how you view something in a different circumstance, if that makes sense. So I'm worried about this game for Missouri. I think, let me be clear, I think Missouri is better than Auburn, and I think if they put anything close to their best effort on the field, or even they would tell you they have not. We talked with Howard Richards, 2 days ago, and Howard said to us, look, Missouri hasn't played the best football game yet. So they don't, when I say if they put their best performance on the field, what I mean is best yet. If they match what they have done this year when they've been at their best, well, then they're going to win the game. And they don't even probably need to do that. But there's just enough stuff. There's enough stuff. This is one of those stuff games where there's a bunch of other stuff going on. It's Missouri playing their first road game. It's Missouri's plane getting in late that we just learned about with Tom Hart. It's It's Missouri having two ranked opponents coming up after this game. It's Auburn having a coach that could get fired if they lose this game. There's just a lot of, Tom said it, from like a TV standpoint, from a narrative standpoint, from a looking at this and being able to tell good stories, yeah, there's a lot of really good stories, and that's great. But sometimes when there's a bunch of good stories, some of those stories result in something that you don't really want it to result in. And that's why I'm concerned. I'm concerned about this game. I think Missouri's probably going to win. Point spread has them as a 1.5 favorite. So it's expected to be a tight game. It's expected to be a relatively low scoring game at that as well, at 43.5. I'm very hopeful. If Missouri can put their best effort on the field or something close to it and win that game, they're in a really good spot at that point. Because then you look at the rest of where they're at from there, and they still kind of have one loss available to them. They've got some really tough games coming up. But you think that, I think Missouri's better than Vanderbilt. Winning at Vanderbilt will be a challenge, but I think Missouri's better than Vanderbilt. I think Missouri and Oklahoma are very, very similar to each other. And the Texas A&M, Missouri's not as good as Texas A&M. Now, they play that game at home. My belief is Missouri's good enough to beat anybody at home, again, if they play well. But I think those are winnable games, even on the road, Vanderbilt and Oklahoma. But you know what? I say that having not seen Missouri play on the road this year. That's another thing here. We don't know. There are teams that look different on the road than they look at home. And I can sit here and tell you what Missouri looks like on paper and play that game and do all that. I don't actually know what Missouri looks like when they go on the road, if they are going to be very similar to who they are the rest of the time or if it's going to look different. We'll start to get an answer to that question coming up tomorrow. Also coming up tomorrow, the Blues are in action. They are going to take on the Dallas Stars. Blues coach Jim Montgomery spent some time talking with the media earlier today. We'll play back some of what he had to say as they go into a big game against the Stars tomorrow. That's up next. It's Graybar Sports Open Line on KMOX.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's a Gray Bar Sports Open Line right here on KMOX. Matt Pauly back with you. We take you until 8 o'clock this evening. The Blues are back at tomorrow night. They will be at home against the Dallas Stars. They're still looking to find some traction at home. Their two home games, a 5-0 loss to the Wild and an 8-3 loss to the Blackhawks. Their two road games were 4-2 wins against the Flames and then 5-2 win against the Vancouver Canucks. Head coach Jim Montgomery spent some time talking with the media earlier today during practice. We saw a good number of combinations that were a little bit different, and he explained, using a sound effect here to start his comment, he explained what he was doing in terms of moving things around.
I'm going to blender it up. We just want to see different people, and you know, like there's some of these combinations that I thought, well, you know what, when it's always going to present itself. You're always going to go through a situation where we're not generating enough offensively. We're turning off over too many pucks. It's just the way we are right now. So I want to find more speed offensively, be a little more vertical on entries. And we're trying to put people that complement each other well. We thought we had that before, but season's long. It might end up back that way in another 2 weeks because we know the way it was has worked before.
Good usage of the blender sound effect there from Montgomery at the beginning of that comment. Also said that he's looking to change some things up on the power play as well.
Yeah, there's no flow. There's no mojo when we go over the boards right now. It's been okay, the power play. We're generating chances, but the momentum it's given our team isn't at the level we want. So we've gone with one unit where we put Kyrou and Thomas back together. And, you know, the other unit, we get to see Snuggerud on the elbow and get to use his shot.
From a defensive standpoint, there are going to be some changes. It looks like Logan Mailloux is going to come out of the lineup at least for a little while. And being inserted in is going to be Matthew Kessel. He'll be on that third defensive pairing with Tyler Tucker. They continue to be very excited about Mailloux and what he's going to be moving forward. But Montgomery did talk a bit on the decision and what they're doing in terms of him coming out of the lineup at least for a little while.
When you think about players' development in the league, it's always goaltenders take the longest. That's why they played to the oldest average age. Defensemen are second. Forwards finish the youngest, especially in the modern era. Like forwards usually at the age of 32, they're starting to decline. For a defenseman, it's more like 34, 35, and goaltenders more like 37. That's just the way it seems like it's been. And that being said, I mean, have you guys heard of Fabian Brunstrom? Yeah, you would know from Dallas, right? 2008 free agent signing. Everybody wanted to sign him. First game in the league, scored 3 goals. Everybody is like, oh, here's a new Yari Curry or, you know, Matt Sundin in the National Hockey League. You guys haven't heard of him. There's a reason, right? And then there's other guys that, you know, this is a hard league to break into, especially at that position. And we're thinking the long game with Logan Mailloux. Sometimes you need a reset. You go up in the press box, watch a game. You see how much time you have. You see how to take away time. And we're going to work with him. We have a plan. And when he gets back in the lineup, I don't ever expect him to come back out.
No matter the sport, no matter the situation, it is never easy for a player to be taken off the ice, off the field, off the court, whatever it might be. And Montgomery talked about just how you handle the emotional side of these kind of decisions.
As a coach, you have to look after everybody mentally. It's part of the job. Not just to be able to support these guys, and that sometimes you've got to kick them in the rear end, you know? And you need to build them up so that they understand that you believe in them. But ice time, I mean, I love the line from Bobby Knight. There's nothing that teaches people better than ass meet bench, bench meet ass. That's the only tool a coach has always had to get a player's attention when they're not playing to the team standard. And that's not the case with Logan Mailloux, but it's been the case often the times in the past. Jim, he was pretty impressive. Not with him, but with other players.
As mentioned, Matthew Kessel, he is the guy who's going to be inserted into the lineup at least for a little while. And Montgomery talked about what he would like to see from Kessel.
His best game is he's really aggressive from the red line in, pinching pucks, jumping into plays. Want to see him get more aggressive from the red line back towards our goal line, killing plays and starting plays.
There continues to be some good things that the team is doing defensively, and from Montgomery's standpoint, that all starts with a really good beginning of the season for Philip Broberg.
I think Broberg has probably had the best camp slash start to the regular season of any of our defensemen. In practice today, I just see him making reads, and he's using his God-given feet and length to kill plays, and he's ready to jump into offense. So just, you know, if there's a player that I'm excited about where he's at in his game, it would be Broberg.
And the last thing from Montgomery, he was asked a bit about the aggressiveness of his goaltenders and how often he wants them to come out and play the puck and if they're doing it too often. And he essentially said that he's happy with the aggressiveness, although teammates have to be there for puck support to help the goaltenders be able to make the decisions that they want to make and for it all to work.
There's been a couple of plays that have been high risk this year. Some of that is on the player support, puck support of our goaltenders. And some of it is just our goaltenders are so good with the puck that we all trust them so much that sometimes you try and do too much. And instead of just moving it to the first option, you look and hold for the third option. Defensemen do it. You know, fortunately for goaltenders, they have no line of defense when they turn it over. But we're always going to encourage our goaltenders to trust their instincts.
That is Blues head coach Jim Montgomery. Again, the Blues are back at tomorrow when they take on the Dallas Stars. We'll take a break. When we come back, we've got our weekly conversation with Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes. We'll hear that coming up in just a moment. Don't go anywhere. This is a Graybar Sports Open Line on KMOX. It's Graybar Sports Open Line right here on KMOX. The Kansas City Chiefs, they have really turned things around very quickly. If you look at the odds right now, according to some sports books out there, the Chiefs are once again the Super Bowl favorite for this year. And it was not that long ago that you were looking at teams like the Ravens and the Bills as having better odds. Buffalo is still right there with Kansas City. But even with a record of 3-3, having won three of their last four with convincing victories against both the Ravens and Lions during that time, a lot of people are looking at the Chiefs as being right back on track. This past weekend against the Lions, they were quite impressive. Quarterback Patrick Mahomes, 257 yards, 3 touchdowns, no interceptions. Chiefs are now getting ready for a game against the Raiders coming up, so they've got a divisional matchup, and that is going to be taking place coming up on Sunday afternoon, and you'll be able to hear it right here on KMOX with a 12 noon kickoff. As always around this time, we get to listen in to the conversation that Mahomes had with our sister station, 96.5 The Fan in Kansas City, and host Carrington Harrison. And in fact, as they did speak this week, it was Harrison who informed Mahomes that he was indeed the AFC Offensive Player of the Week.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I just came from a walkthrough, so you are the first person to inform me that. That's awesome.
Look at that. We've had a lot of firsts in our lives. I never thought I'd be the first to tell you that you won an award that obviously you care so much about.
No, it still is. It's an honor, man. I mean, there's a lot of great football players in this league, and I appreciate you keeping me updated on everything happening in the NFL.
There's a lot to talk about. Let's just go ahead and get this out of the way. There was a kerfluffle at the end of Sunday Night Football. You were in the middle of it, so to speak. Just tell us your view, your vantage point, what happened at the end of Sunday Night Football.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, kind of a scuffle broke out, and I was just trying to get it all separated. So, it happens. It's football. It's competitive, and everybody wants to win, but now we kind of move on and keep it rolling. That's kind of the part of the game that we kind of have to deal with sometimes.
Have you ever been a part of something like that at the end of the game? It kind of felt like the end of a college football game. You know, we've kind of seen that in those rivalry games. Obviously not the case with this one. Have you been a part of anything like that at the end of a football game?
No, no scuffles or anything like that. I mean, obviously it's an emotional game, and everybody is competing to win, and sometimes the emotion gets the best of us, but no scuffles for me, no.
Right now, we're talking to the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes. A couple of things that I want you to be aware of. You are the fastest player in NFL history to throw for 300 touchdown passes in their career. I feel like you've done so many of these things over your career. Is that something that people notify you of? Is that even something that you think about while the season is ongoing?
No, I mean, other than, like, just noticing on, like, social media and stuff after the game. You don't focus on that stuff during the seasons, especially. I mean, obviously, when I look back at the season and review after the season or at the end of my career, I'm sure I'll really appreciate those things. And I know how hard it is and all the great guys that have come before me. But you're so focused on just trying to find ways to get wins in this league that you can't focus on those other things.
You are currently leading the MVP votes. I know it's very early on in the season, so I mean, no real reason to dive deep into it, but I think that's really an indication of how you've played so far in the first six games of the season and how this offense has really progressed over the last three, 4 weeks as well.
Yeah, we've gotten better. I mean, we're getting better and better each and every week, and that's all you can ask for is to continue to show improvements and learn from your mistakes in previous weeks. But it's still a long season ahead, and we're not where we want to be at, so we got to find ways to continue to get better and better as the season goes on to try to put ourselves in position to get to the playoffs and try to win the division.
It finally feels like we're here. You and I have talked about it. I'm sure you've been asked about it a million times. Rashee Rice is finally coming back to this offense. Let's just start with this. What does it mean to have a player like of his caliber and adding him to the offense?
Yeah, I mean, it's a couple things. I mean, obviously the player, I mean, he's an extremely talented player. He can do a lot of things, catching the football, running routes, being explosive and making plays happen all over the football field, from the line of scrimmage all the way to 50, 60 yards on the field, and those are special type of players. And so the player is one thing, but I think more than that is just the mentality and the energy that he brings. I mean, those receivers, man, they're like best friends. And so to finally get the full group together, it's going to be fun to watch because they've been building for it and they've worked through some adversity to get there with injuries and things like that. But so now let's get these guys out there and let them have fun and go out and play the game they love.
You mentioned having the full group. I mean, you haven't had them at any point. You haven't had Rashee Rice, Xavier Worthy, and Hollywood Brown all on the field at the same time. You then add Juju Smith-Schuster into that mix. You add Tyquan Thornton into the mix. You got a very full wide receiver room at this point with a lot of explosiveness.
100%. I mean, obviously, we've dealt with injuries before, but I think that's made other guys better. They've had to accept the challenges, and you've seen guys like Tyquan and Hollywood and Juju and really everybody step up in their roles and take on bigger roles. And then now we're adding the guys back with Xavier and now Rashee. It's just going to make the whole room better. And they've all been pushing each other to be even better. And like I said, they're best friends, man. It's like one of the best rooms I think I've ever seen and been a part of, just how much they root for each other and want each other to succeed.
How do you make sure everybody eats right now in the offense when you got so many mouths to feed? You have done a great job in your career kind of spreading the ball around. This is as many options as you've had kind of at one time. How do you kind of make sure that everybody gets their chances to eat in the offense right now?
I think it's a mixture of kind of two things. First off, I think with Coach Reed and Coach Nagy, they do a great job of the guys know the plays and know who's kind of the plays are called for, and everybody gets their turn to having to be in the main option on the play call. And obviously, that doesn't always mean you get the ball, but I think you know that if the coaches are trying to get you the ball, that kind of helps out. And then they know with me, it doesn't matter who it is. If they're open, I'm going to throw you the football. That's just kind of how I've always rolled. I don't know if it's playing in the Big 12, playing in the air raid. That's kind of the mentality I've always had. And so they know if they get in that game and they get open, I'm going to throw them the football. And so they come in with the mentality to get open and do their job every single play.
Let's kind of go back a little bit to Sunday Night Football. Let's just start with this. What was it like to control the game and play as well as you guys played against one of the better teams in the league? I think the Lions are the best team in the NFC, and you guys handled them on Sunday Night Football.
Yeah, I mean, that's a great team to go up against. I know that it was going to be a competitive game going into the game, and we had to play our best football, and it was good to see. I mean, that if we play our best football, we can compete against anybody, and I was proud of how everybody responded. I mean, there was highs and lows, but no one held their head down. They just battled through adversity, and we were able to get kind of advantage of that game going into the second half, and we kept that momentum going throughout the rest of the game.
I saw that this season you guys are 10 of 12 on fourth down conversion so far. I also feel like you guys have been a little bit more aggressive than you usually have been on fourth downs. I guess what kind of starts that? What has made you guys more aggressive on fourth downs this season?
I think it's a mixture of things. I think it's just the plan that we have going into the game. I mean, I think you've seen some of – the plays that we've kind of called even on third downs to be more aggressive and take maybe a shot here or there on third down, knowing we might go on fourth down or run the ball or whatever that is. It's like we have a mindset and a plan going into each and every game. And I think it's just being on the same pages with the coaches and them trusting me even more. I mean, the fact that I've been in the offense for so long now and they trust that I'm going to make the right decisions in the right time, it's helped us be a little bit more aggressive. And then knowing our defense is going to get stops when we don't get it, I think that's also an important part of it.
One thing I've really tried to stress this week on the show is I don't think people are giving enough credit to what Jalen Moore just did on Sunday Night Football. I imagine he hasn't been getting a lot of reps with the ones, hasn't been playing for this team, had a baby earlier on Sunday. For him to play and play as well as he did, I was really happy to see the Coach Reed kind of pointed that out and gave him the game ball. Let's just talk a little bit more about Jalen Moore, kind of this experience for him and how well he stepped in for you guys on Sunday.
Yeah, I think it just showcased how he's been the entire time he's been in here. I mean, he's a guy, true professional, someone that works his tail off every single day. No matter what you ask him to do, we've asked him to play left tackle, right tackle, guards, both positions, and it's every day he comes out and tries to be the best that he can be, and you need those guys on your team. And I mean, obviously, he wants to play every single week. He hasn't had the opportunity to, but he knew when his opportunity was going to come, he was going to be ready, and he showcased that against one of the best premier pass rushers in this league. And I was very proud of him and how he went out there and competed.
Fast forwarding to Sunday here for just a bit. A lot of times I cannot relate to your job, but this might be the one time I can do it. You got a real 9-to-5 coming up this week. You never get off work this early.
Yeah, I know, but it's still going to be a challenge. I mean, going up against the Raiders, man, it's always tough. And so we have to come with the right mindset. You know, we haven't played one of these early games yet, and so we got to wake up, be ready to go, knowing that it's going to take our best effort in order to find a way to win at Arrowhead.
Going back to your rookie year, who was that guy that kind of came in to explain the rivalry to it? You know, we see this in colleges all the time, you know, where you got a former player come by and then speak to the kids to help them understand the importance of the rivalry. Who was that player that came back to you guys to explain how important Chiefs and rivalry is to this community and to this fan base?
I mean, there was a lot of guys. I mean, I came in with a lot of vets on this team that had been around for a long time, with Derek Johnson and Justin Houston. I mean, Alex Smith. I mean, I came in with a lot of guys that have been a part of this rivalry, and you can feel it in the building within the week. I mean, no matter if you're doing good in the season, they're doing good in the season, both doing bad, whatever it is, those guys are ready to go, and it's always a tough, competitive football game. And so it's the closest thing, I think, into a true rivalry in the NFL sport is the Raiders and the Chiefs, and I'm glad to be a part of it, man. It's a fun time every single time we get to go up against these guys.
What is it like to be around long enough where now you have your stories? I hate calling you the old guy, but you're starting to become one of the older guys on the team. You know, you got Christmas Day. You got the whole story about them riding the bus around the stadium. You guys have obviously had a lot of success against the Raiders as well. Now you got your own Raiders stories to tell the younger players.
Yeah, no, I mean, you share that information, man, because you got to build up for the rivalry. You got to match the intensity of the team on the other side. And so it'll be a great game. I'm super excited for it, going up against a good football team with a lot of great football players, and they'll be ready to go.
I got to ask you two questions before we get out of here, two fun questions that we've been talking about on the show. The first one is, there is a word that nobody can spell. Like, there's a word that gives you trouble. That word for me is convenience. I try to get as close as I can, and then I let spell check take over. What is that word for you that just you can't spell that you need spell check to spell for you?
Yeah, no, for me, I don't know why, and I use this word a lot, but it's itinerary. I can't spell it, and I get that every single week from the Chiefs, and I try to type it up and send it to Brittany, and I can't get close enough for spell check, so I don't know why that word is so tough for me.
See, that's one of those words, like, whenever you say itinerary, you just got to go schedule then at that point, because they mean the exact same thing.
Oh, that's my go-to. I got to switch it to schedule because they know what I'm trying to get to.
And last one here. Who is your favorite fictional football player? I'll tell you mine. It is Tim Riggins from the TV show Friday Night Lights. I also like Joe Kane from The Program. I don't know if you've seen The Program or not, but I like Joe Kane too.
I have. I'd probably say Sunshine from Remember the Titans, Ronnie Bass. I mean, just the way he played, he was scrambling, throwing the football around, was competitive. So probably him. Or Julius from I love that movie. So, or Julius from that movie, man. I remember the Titans when I grew up. I watched that a ton.
That is Patrick Mahomes, the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs, joining us on the show. They're playing at noon this week against the Las Vegas Raiders in a AFC West matchup. Patrick, always great catching up with you, man. Look forward to catching up with you next week ahead of Monday Night Football.
I appreciate you, man.
That's Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes. Again, Chiefs and Raiders coming up on Sunday. Kansas City on a pretty good roll right now. They have won 3 of their last 4. We will take a break. We'll come back. We'll wrap up the program. This is a Graybar Sports Open Line on KMOX.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Welcome back to the Graybar Sports Open Line. Once again, Matt Pauley on KMOX.
Back at it for just a few more minutes before we call it a night and call it a week. Good sports weekend coming up as Blues. We talked about them just a few moments ago. They are continuing their homestand. They've got a good Dallas team coming in tomorrow. We're going to keep a close eye on this Missouri football game. Kevin and I talked about this along with Bernie during Rush Hour Sports and just how you look at this game for Missouri, and you're a little bit worried that it might be a trap game. Sometimes you think of trap games more coming off wins, but you just look at where Missouri is at, coming off that loss, the games that are really going to make or break their season, and they just lost one of them against Alabama, but those games that are going to make or break your season coming up with Vanderbilt and Texas A&M in the next 2 weeks. Auburn's got a coach that's kind of coaching for his life at this point, so we'll see how that whole thing plays out. It was, by the way, kind of a weird sports day. There was a video that got leaked involving Bill Belichick and his girlfriend where they were at the NFL Films offices. Pablo Torre, who does a great job doing investigative reporting on sports-related topics, he got his hands on this video, and it just continues to show the impact and the influence and the power that Hudson had. And the fact that this video, the NFL Films people said they did not leak it. They never had it. It was not their production that was going on. They were just letting the Belichick folks use their studios at that point. So they say they didn't leak it. You have to think, a lot of times when stuff gets leaked like that, there is somebody with an agenda,
And I think right now, as the Belichick situation at North Carolina is very tenuous, you wonder if there's an, you know, we talked about with the Mike Schilt thing, the fact that all those details came out, some of that was somebody who had an agenda or people who had an agenda. When stuff comes out, more often than not, there's a reason that's coming out. And then a couple NFL players who we'll see whether or not they're actually able to play this weekend, but this is kind of interesting. The Atlanta Falcons, they sent Ray McLeod home. Their head coach, Raheem Morris, described the decision as a private matter between the wide receiver and the team. Said that he's working through some things that are private, and there's that. So looks like he is likely not to play. And then the Dallas Cowboys. There's always weird stuff going on with the Dallas Cowboys, but they are going to be without cornerback Trevon Diggs on Sunday. He had an accident at his home that has put him in concussion protocol. Head coach Brian Schottenheimer said, did not know the specifics of what exactly happened, but a home incident resulting in Cowboys cornerback Trevon Diggs being placed in concussion protocol. Weird end to the week for sure, but that's the world we live in sometimes when it comes to sports. Thanks so much for being tuned in to the show today. Have a wonderful, wonderful weekend. Hopefully you are able to enjoy it and sit down and watch some games and just have a good sports weekend. And we'll be back with you coming up on Monday for another Graybar Sports Open Line right here on KMOX.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.